Let me throw something at you to see what you think. Any Christian who doesn't realize that they're living on a spiritual battlefield is completely missing the point, completely. So, what do you think? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Complacency is the deadly foe of the new life that Jesus died and rose again to give us. We may not want to hear that, but it's why so many of God's people miss out on the rich, abundant life that He's planned for them. Let's take a step back. What if Israel had never crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land? What if they'd lacked the faith and stayed in the land of Moab in their comfort zone? Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they'd been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute didn't perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Israel didn't just waltz into the Promised Land. They had to take it battle by battle. And look at the rest of God's people in that passage. The faith walk means battle after battle. That's the way it's always been. So don't be complacent. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God wants you to live a life of victory by faith. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Having the Sort of Faith That Conquers the World. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.